Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Lilia Solbaran Castillo. Date of birth 6/12/1981. Date of procedure December 20th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Jose Orellana. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with colonoscopy. Indications are abdominal pain, comma, iron deficiency anemia, comma, family history of stomach cancer. Next line. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, such as some advanced oral expansion to patient. Period. The patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedation, anesthesia services, monitor, anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated limbus video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced injection to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal pulp, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac. Period. Air resection from the stomach porch of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. The directional exam is normal. Period. A well lubricated limbus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced injection to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the folds. Period. Terminal ileum was evaluated in period unremarkable. Period. Careful examination was made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Valve preparation was good with the Boston Valve Prep score of 8, 2-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block with one tongue greater than 1 centimeter in length. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for histology and to allow the esophagus. Next line. Please state in that last line, one tongue of salmon-colored mucosa. The next line should read, there's gastric erythema and scattered erosions noted. With thickened mucosa, biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line. And any underlying abnormality. Next line. The duodenum was run remarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. There was no evidence of any ulcers on the upper endoscopy. The ampulla was visualized and appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, there was an unremarkable terminal ileum, approximately last 5 centimeters. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted with no evidence of any bleeding on the exam. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend reevaluation of CBC and iron studies. Next line, would recommend PILCAM for further evaluation. Next line, if the GI workup is negative, would recommend evaluation with hematology. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.